Well, good evening. This is Joan.
And this is John. Now, we hope you had a wonderful month, and we look forward to sharing some more information with you tonight. Our format will start with a centering meditation and some additional information about tonight's subject, a channeling, and finally, a closing meditation.
When we spoke with Master Kasumi about a week or so ago, he informed us that it was important for everyone to know that there are two specific things that are going on in our current sessions simultaneously. Number one, we're creating a mastery in the use of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation by using the four light templates that we retrieved from the time locks. We are being taught to recognize what hinders us from creating in the fifth dimension, and then how to create more precisely at a multidimensional level. We are being guided by the archangels and the masters to expand our ability to create unity within our physicality at all levels. And we are being shown the importance of seeing ourselves as love. The significance of love elevates our consciousness into a state of being, rather into a state of feeling or doing. Another part of what is being presented in these sessions is the energetic influences that brings us into a state of unity. And as you know, the templates of fifth dimension are love and unity. This cannot be taught totally through words and examples. You must experience unity. The energetics that are transmitted in these sessions continue long after the sessions have ended. They influence you daily in your life in a very subtle way. They don't interfere with your energetics, but they influence you to stay in that fifth dimensional state of consciousness. An example of this is our last session, when Metatron talked about the flower of life and the different configurations of specific energetics that are within it, within the flower of life. It was not desired that you do anything with the flower of life at that time, but only to become conscious of the energetics that are within it. This alone influences you. So I just wanted to make you aware of that, how multi-layered these sessions are, energetically as well as conceptually. So we encourage you not to push forward with new ideas of what might be on the horizon, but to use those energetics and to stay very conscious of yourself as present in that fifth dimensional state of being.
Thanks for that update, Joan. That's great. If you'll please take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel, to offer the centering meditation.
And center yourself in your sacred heart, being aware of yourself in your Merkaba field at 100% light. Now, let us welcome Gabriel. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am part of the collective consciousness of this gathering. I am pure light, as are you. This collective consciousness emanates pure source light, pure source love. In this state of being, for it is a state of being, you are able to maintain a consciousness of not just fifth dimension, but of a multidimensional level, accessing sixth and seventh dimensions, and holding a coherency within your energetic field of that fifth dimensional template of love and unity. When we gather in this environment, the light that is expressed is of great magnitude. Feel the energy that emanates from the collective consciousness of this gathering. Begin to know it intimately. Feel it in your emotions as well as know it in your mind. For this is who you are, beloveds. When you are tempted to be anything other than this state of being, all that is needed is a breath, and the harmony returns of this unified state of yourself, and you begin to feel and emanate the love that you are. So each time that you might be triggered in life events, take a pause, take a deep breath, and allow the presence of love and unity. Now, beloveds, in this unity, let us take a portion of our consciousness and focus on our meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel. We so appreciate your presence and your wonderful thoughts. It is just terrific to always have you with us for your guidance. Now, to get started tonight, let's do a little review of our last session. Master Kathumi has taught us that it is through our experiences that we know. He suggested that to assist our knowing of this material, that we continue to apply the creative principles of the rays of creation through practical applications. The expansion of the use of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays also helps us to use the new energetic templates that are available to us so that our creations are very precise. In our last session, I went over my personal process as a demo. I started with three triangles and then added a fourth triangle that then formed a tetrahedron. That fourth triangle helped with the special tools that I felt could assist in this creation. We must start with the problem areas so that we can form replacements. And always remember, once completed, I used the violet flame clearing technique to remove the problem areas. This helped keep me focused on my replacement creation and keeps me out of judgment, because my issues were very layered. Kathumi suggested that it would help if I created the more complex geometry of the tetrahedron. The tetrahedron created an environment that could greatly influence the original three triangles. For my toolbox, I first used some color codes to infuse the fourth triangle, yellow and blue. I then used some properties of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays to establish a feeling of unlimited possibilities. And finally, I used some of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates to stabilize and replicate this creation precisely. Now tonight, let's move on to our next step, which is to work with a further unifying the mental, emotional body. These sessions are not a review of the information about the rays of creation that was presented some time ago. We are now embarking on a process of expanding our knowledge and use of these creative rays to increase our consciousness and bring more coherence into our mental, emotional body, and bring it into a unified state of functioning. Now, the mental emotional body is a very important energetic body because it is the physical way that you create your life experience in a body. The expansion of the use of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays also helps us to use the new energetic templates that are available to us so that our creations are very precise. Now, tonight, let's move on to our next step, which is to work with further unifying the mental, emotional body. Creating coherence in the mental, emotional body is accomplished by being precise and focused with our thoughts and emotions during our creative process. When you use geometric configurations, you can focus your thoughts and emotions consistently. Geometric configurations begin the process of bringing coherency within the mental emotional body. We must have coherency within this very valuable creative body so that it cannot be disturbed by the fallen templates of the third dimension that still reside in the collectiveness and consciousness of humanity. We now have the resources of the fifth dimensional templates of love and unity, consciousness, as well as the magnetics of one of the sixth dimensional templates and also one template of the seventh dimension. This increases your ability to have a more refined state of consciousness and therefore expands our ability to use the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, which applies to form and increases our ability to create in form. The energy and influence of the fifth ray of creation loosens your present electrical magnetic field in preparation for your creation, which may alter the present electrical magnetic field depending on your creation. The fifth ray energies begin to open you to new possibilities. It also shows you where there are anomalies in your ability to create. Some of these anomalies are drawn from past experiences that create doubt or create a possibility of failure. When you draw from past fallen experiences, you limit your ability to stay focused and confident. It puts stress on the body and creates flight hormones that cause you to abandon your creative process. All of this happens under the influence of the energies of the fifth ray. Now, the fifth ray also shows you alternative and more refined emotions rather than emotions that limit you. Emotions bond very quickly now to thoughts and produce a manifested experience, so it is important to be aware of what you are feeling. You have within you the beginning stages, the first fifth dimensional template of love and unity. You are beginning to get glimpses of yourself as that. This fifth dimensional template helps you realize how you can use the element of love to create. This thought alone gives you confidence in your ability to create and starts to dismantle doubt. All this happens under the influence of the fifth ray of creation and the templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. These energetics show you precisely where you have operated previously and what is needed to remove the third dimensional templates. Next, proceed to the use of the sixth ray. In the energetic influence of the sixth ray of creation and the love and unity of the fifth dimensional light templates of love and unity consciousness, this shows you that unlimited potential of ways that you can create. Sometimes this can be overwhelming because of all the variables and options that are available. Here is where you must choose only a few of those possibilities. Choose wisely from the wisdom of your soul that you have access to in the presence of love and unity consciousness. You have full command over your creations through the stability of love because you are that. The sixth ray brings this into your awareness as well as your experience of yourself as love. This practice begins with you seeing yourself as that. The magnetics that were recovered now further influence the sixth ray of creation by influencing you to draw to yourself consistently source magnetics, which of course are love. It is this magnetic influence that lets you be that. Now let's move on to the tetrahedron, which creates electromagnetic field of love by using the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays. We can use the new templates through the 6-ray, which opens you to multiple results. You have confidence that you have the correct tools necessary to create the desired outcome. You must always see yourself as pure love. Now, we go back to the tetrahedron, which you use to create the electrical and then the magnetic components to assist in the creative process. By using the magnetics of the 10th ray, which comes directly from source, you realize that you are one with source energy, which is love. Love is the key to successful creation. Now, you all know me and my use of examples for clarification, so here it goes again. In looking for an example, we came up with a major and complicated issue called, you may have heard of this, relationships. Now, we know that this could take years to cover the entire subject, but we weren't going to skip such an important item just because of its complexity. It is also super important to all of us. We are, however, only going to cover one important aspect, and that is the communication piece. We chose this because we feel that is a major key to a harmonious relationship, and I'm sure you'll all agree. So let's lay out some general facts that have to do with how you could react to another person's comment when you're having a conversation. Some basically good principles to consider would be aware, pay attention. Number two, listen. Remember the old adage of God created us with one mouth and two ears for a reason? I'm sure. Consider the other person's background. Number four, ask yourself, does this affect my life? Five, it is important to me. Six, work on understanding the other person. Number seven, your first action could be no action at all. Number eight, don't forget your inner observer. And lastly, nine, that old principle that we all remember. Don't put your mouth in motion until you've started your brain and, most importantly, your higher mind. Remember, love is an energetic of who you are. Recognize that any other thought that is in opposition to this comes from your rational mind and that fallen ego. Now, the next step is to put together some triangles of the issues and then create replacements. We take the example of two people who are having a conversation and trying to communicate effectively. However, they are having difficulty because of a difference of opinion. I'm sure you've never seen that before. So, our first triangle could look like this. The middle would be misunderstanding. The bottom could be unfiltered response. And the sides, not paying attention and being self-centered. And as you remember, we now use the violet flame to move this back to source. So now that replacement triangle could have a center of empathetic, bottom of filter response, the sides, could be concerned and paying attention. Much better. Now triangle two, the middle could be conflict, the bottom, don't listen. The sides could be need to be right and interpreting. Knowing this is very difficult, we use the violent flame again. Next, the replacement could look like this. The middle is Joan's favorite, ease and grace, with the base being listen and the sides being open-minded and caring. Now, the third triangle could be for the center of hostile judgment. The bottom could be the individual is not important, with sides of self-centered and indifference. And, of course, with that, it's time for the violent flame. Now, the replacement could be, oh, a center of, let's say, compassion, and the bottom, individual value, with sides of engaged and considerate. Isn't that much better? The final triangle in our new geometry could be infused with the following tools. Green color code. This is a code of love and works with your mental and emotional body. The next color code could be yellow because it propels you into a state of Christ consciousness. which we know contains love and helps you to stay aware of your thoughts. We then use the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays because they were created together and provide fluidity and stability. They also all incorporate love and provide great power to create. I next use the four light templates that we unlocked in Hot Springs. They allow us to stabilize and replicate our creations precisely and manifest them in our fifth dimensional life experience. They also provide the beginning access to the seventh dimensional concepts. Now, as you know, you can compress these energetics and make them applicable in the fifth dimension. The most important time lock retrieval was the magnetic template. This provides continual access to the perfect source magnetics, so we always reflect it in our creations through the tenth ray of creation. So now that our tetrahedron is complete, reflect on all the energies that it produces for you and assist you taking that first step in improving your communication skills. Now, as Kuthumi has advised, we need to spend time with this geometry at least twice a day. He also said that you only have to spend 5 minutes at a time. So this is not something that is going to interfere with anybody who works or has a full day. It's just 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes at night. And I think we could all do that. So let's work on that in the next month, and hopefully that will improve all of our communication skills. So now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron for some additional clarification.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Metatron. I am the collective consciousness of the all that is. I am love. I am light, unified in one expression of the divine image. What I have just said to you, beloveds, is who you are. You have embarked on this series of teaching so that you could see yourself fully and completely as the divine image, for you are that. Much has transpired over these last several months of your time, and you have learned much about yourself, and you have begun to know yourself in that unity consciousness. In the last few sessions, we have been encouraging you to now see yourself as love. For true unity cannot be present without the presence of love and the recognition of not only that you are a unified expression of the divine, but that you are love. We have also been discussing with you at some length the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation to expand your knowledge of these rays, to expand your ability to create more coherently. And this brings us to another part of that, which is coherency within the mental emotional body. We have been working with you for some years now in this unified expression of your divinity as you operate in the physical realm, which requires of you to have a mental emotional body that is functioning at some level of coherency. Without that, you are doomed to stay in separation and fear. And you have come a great way along a transformative process where you have been uniting the mental body and the emotional body into one unified expression of your divinity. I cannot stress to you the importance of this coherency within this body, because it was so fragmented at the fall of consciousness into third dimension. And because of the way in which that body was used time and time and time again over thousands of years, generation after generation, throughout your lineage, throughout many lineages, it created a stable expression of you in third dimension that is very difficult to remove and create a unified expression within that mental-emotional body. So you will hear us say again and again throughout these teachings, we will talk about the coherency within the mental-emotional body. Here again, this is arrived at through the experience of the unified expression of your thoughts and your emotions. And the only way that you will truly know it is to experience it, to notice it. So when you are using these various geometric progressions to create with the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and the eighth ray of creation, it is important to recognize the feeling when you have successes, to recognize the thoughts of confidence, to recognize the exhilaration that you feel in the emotions. And here again, we talk about replicating that fifth dimensional template very precisely in your creations. Well, it's replicating the thought and the emotion in a successful manifestation and replicating that same coherent, unified state time and time again. So when you are creating, beloveds, with the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray, using that fifth dimensional template, or the sixth and the sixth and the seventh dimensional template, there is only one that has been retrieved. There are many more of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates that are yet to be retrieved, which will contribute further to your ability to create very precisely and manifest exactly what was needed in the moment. But most importantly is that replication within the thoughts and the emotions in that perfected state, coherently operating to manifest an outcome. And you can only know that when you experience it and when you replicate that time and time again. So these are important things that I want to draw your attention to this evening. In that fifth dimensional template of love and unity, this was the first template that was retrieved out of those time locks. And it was significant because without it, you would still be struggling in that separation and fear template of third dimension. So you have been able, through that unity that you have been working on for several years now, unifying parts of the body, parts of the brain, unifying the mental-emotional body. This unity piece is extensive, and it is a very, very important piece. So it will come again and again in these teachings, and that will be expanded upon when another level of that is retrieved in this upcoming conference in 2017, because it is imperative that all of that fifth dimensional template be made available, as well as the sixth and parts of the seventh. You still do not have full awareness because you only have partial pieces of that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional template, but you have enough that you can create stability within the fluidity of your creations using the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. And when we begin to explore more fully that eighth ray, that template that was retrieved was a very significant template, because it allowed that unity to be present. It allowed the love aspect to be utilized, not fully understood yet, how you can be it and not act upon that. It isn't that you don't act, but you must be before you can create fully and completely as the divine image expression of a creator. Now, the second thing that I would like to discuss with you this evening is about this flower of life. And this may help you in this discussion to know yourself as being love. In the flower of life, there is a full expression of you as a divine essence of the image of Source. But there is also you as the microcosm of the macrocosm. It is spheres within spheres. And within those spheres, there are various configurations. When you were conceived in your mother's womb, the egg was fertilized by the sperm. And as they united in one expression, it became two cells, just like the viscous that is within the flower of light. That is the first emanation of the cell division of the human form. And from there, the body grows and the cells grow exponentially, one after another. And the fruit of life within that formation of the human body in that process is also part of that process. So the entire flower of life is a very significant energetic emanation of human form. So there are many, many significant principles that are held within the energetics of that flower of life. And what you see in pictures are flat images. They are not the full spherical image. Within the flower of life, there is also the emanation of the DNA structure of the body as it grows in the mother's womb. So every part of that flower of life is a significant piece as a human body is formed within the womb of the mother. And very specifically, cell by cell is built. And it is within the diagram and the energetics of the flower of life that emanates the human form. In addition to that, there is a piece that I have discussed with you in the last session about that masculine feminine identity. The ego of the human psyche, the fallen ego, likes to have an identity, either a masculine body or a feminine body. But in a state of consciousness of unity, being the microcosm of the macrocosm, being the love that you are, being unity, the masculine feminine energetics work as a unit, and they are expressed in Metatron's cube. It has straight lines, it has spheres, it has all the platonic solids, it has all of the elements of creation. So you begin to see and know yourself as that unified expression of the divine image. At a physical level, at a spiritual level, at a consciousness level. So the flower of life is a very, very significant energetic imaging that applies to you at a physical level as well as a spiritual and a non-physical level. So in the coming days, as you work with the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, and you use the various geometries, most importantly, that tetrahedron that you've been working with the last few sessions, and work with that fifth dimension, where you see your anomalies, but you don't focus on them. You focus on the replacement. And you focus on the thought and the feeling of your ability to manifest exactly what is needed in the moment. And you replicate that certainty, that confidence, that knowing of self as a creator. And you focus on that emotion that brought that manifestation into reality. So there are a lot of things at play here when you are creating. But it is in the replication of a coherent mental-emotional body as well as working with the rays, the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray, and working with these four templates of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and the magnetic piece. The magnetic piece is very significant because it is instrumental in bringing into your awareness a consciousness of yourself as love. Love as an element. Love that can be used as an element of creation. When you are that and you are confident that you are that, you can be nothing else but that because you were created in that image. Your cellular structure of your physical body was constructed from the blueprint of the flower of life. Your consciousness, your spirit, your pure spirit is source energy. So the magnetic piece is very important because you begin to draw to you not only the element of love, but the understanding of yourself as being that element. It adheres to your body. It adheres to your consciousness. Your spirit already knows it. Your soul in this body is in the midst of experiencing it. But it couldn't be experienced until you have had completely dismantled that third dimensional template, which you have done very successfully. Now, occasionally, those memories of failure or fear might surface, but they're only temporary because you have the tools to eliminate them, and you use them. So have confidence that you have all that is necessary now to be the creator that you are, to be that source image in a physical body. If you will take a deep breath now and center yourself in your sacred heart, in that beautiful, luminous white star tetrahedron. That is within the first sphere of your Merkaba field. The illumination of that white star tetrahedron is quite expansive. Feel your consciousness begin to expand, to be 100% light. Feel the peacefulness of that environment as you sit in your sacred heart consciousness. In that 100% light. Feel the presence of Source. Now, place your attention on your mental emotional body as functioning within that unified field of light. Your mental, emotional body is part of you. It is an expression of your individuality, of your creativeness. So see it within the sphere of that unified field of light, where Source energy abounds, love is unlimited, Your mind is aligned perfectly with your higher mind, universal mind, Christed mind. And as the Christed mind is pure love, within that unity sphere, the emotions are there, present, unified with the mind. And because they are unified with the mind, they are expressed from the consciousness of the Christed mind. And in the consciousness of the Christed mind, the emotions are also pure love. For when they are felt, the higher aspects of the emotions are felt. Of joy, harmony, peace, sovereignty, create now within that sphere of unity a unified expression of your mental emotional body functioning in Christ consciousness very coherently. Thoughts are always accompanied by the emotion of love and unity. The mental emotional body is expressed through unity consciousness and the consciousness of the love that you are. Never again to express separateness, but only to express your divine individual expression as source energy. So when you are in your Merkaba field, which now operates almost instantaneously, by just directing your attention to it, you will see it operating in its unified expression. And within that Merkaba field, in that unified expression of you, is also the expression of your mental emotional body that is operating in unified consciousness with your sacred heart and your Christ consciousness. Recognize that your mental emotional body is not separate from you, but is an unified expression of you as the divine image. And therefore, it operates in a unified field of complete coherency. Your thought and your emotion operate as one. Pay attention in the coming weeks to the thoughts that are thought and the feelings that accompany them. When you create negative thoughts, which you can choose to do, there's always the presence of a negative emotion. When you create as love, with Christed thoughts, there is always an emotion that is present. For you have created a coherent, unified expression of yourself and your mental emotional body in this unified field of your Merkaba. So that 100% light imaging is constantly influencing every physical part of you, every cell, every molecule. It is influencing your mental emotional body and creates a coherent expression of you as divine. It must be recognized in order for you to know your experience intimately. In meditation, such as this, it's very easily recognized. But I ask you to take it out into the world with you and to observe the thoughts and emotions that you have in this coherent field on a consistent basis. Notice how the emotion is present with every thought, where sometimes there was a lag time. That lag time is no longer there. Because you are unified in your expression, you are being influenced continually by the flower of life, the spheres within spheres, the masculine feminine unity of expression of the divine, and the spheres around your Merkaba field that holds stably your Christ consciousness. So this unified field has been expanded exponentially. And in a field of light and within the flower of life. The flower of life that your physical body emanated from. The flower of life from which all source energy expresses itself. Take a deep breath. See yourself in the vastness of this unified field of source energy. For truly, beloved, you are that. We will close our session together, beloved, and are eternally joined in the vastness